Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Yesterday's fatal shooting at the Dallas ICE field office you just heard about is at least the third act of immigration enforcement-related violence in Texas this year. KERA's Tolawana Yossi Bemowo reports.
Dallas police say the suspect opened fire from an adjacent building before 7 a.m. local time. The FBI says bullet casings found near the gunman had anti-ICE messages written on them and that it's investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence. During a press conference after the shooting, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said politically motivated violence needs to stop.
To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences.
Federal officials confirmed no ICE officers or law enforcement were injured in the shooting. I'm Toluwani Osibamowo in Dallas.
The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board held a public hearing this week on the end of the Texas DREAM Act. That law allowed students without legal status to access in-state tuition at public universities. But no board members attended this week's meeting. Barbara Hines helped draft the Texas DREAM Act over two decades ago. She says the board has not issued guidelines on what constitutes lawful presence. Instead, they've recommended universities to reach out to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Forcing a student to sign a consent to reveal his or her records is coercion, making a student decide whether they want to be able to go to school and afford it or to turn their records over to USCIS with an enforcement arm now.
The Trump administration recently gave USCIS the power to enforce immigration laws, including carrying out arrests. Fort Bend County Commissioners passed a more than $760 million budget yesterday. Our Natalie Weber tells us more about the county's spending.
Although this year's budget increased by nearly 4%, the property tax rate will remain the same at about 42 cents per $100 of property valuation. Still, homeowners could see higher tax bills due to increased property values. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George cast the only vote against the budget. He says the budget has almost doubled since he first joined the commissioner's court in 2019.
I recognize the continued growth and development of our county, and I believe that fiscal responsibility must remain our top priority.
County Commissioner Andy Myers also expressed concerns about increased spending. Still, he said he would vote in favor of the budget as the county's deadline was quickly approaching. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
We'll have more on Harris County's budget situation coming up at 6 o'clock this morning. In sports, the Astros lost to the Athletics yesterday 6-0, and now the chances of them making the playoffs this year are rapidly dimming down. Cleveland picked up another win last night over Detroit. There are just four games remaining now in the regular season. Houston will likely need to win them all in addition to help that they will need from to make the playoffs this year. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.